All right, Dad. So thanks for taking the time to do this interview with me. So I just have a few questions for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
So can you describe, like, what was it like to live in your, or to grow up in your neighborhood?
So my father was with a company called Alcoa, and they would transfer him all around. So we moved around a bunch from Kansas City to Washington, briefly in Chicago, and then I grew up mostly in Cincinnati, New Jersey. But in Cincinnati, it was a nice sort of suburban neighborhood. We were a bit out of town, so there were just millions of kids on our neighborhood. It was right sort of a tail end of the baby boom, but we would play kick the can, and we'd be able to get 30 kids out there playing, and
wow,
it was fun. I used to bike around the neighborhood, and it was not too far from the high school.
So would you say that influenced you a decent amount?
Yeah. So, you know, my time in Cincinnati, had great friends, very fun. It was sort of a tough when I moved to New Jersey because it was sort of new school and it was a tougher environment there. And I didn't think people were quite as friendly, but loved my time in Cincinnati.
Mm. So just a few questions about family. So what are the most important traditions that have been passed down through the family, and like how were they started, and when were they started?
Boy, my favorite is, I don't know if this is a tradition, but we had a cottage up on Lake Michigan, and we'd always go up there every summer and see the same people over and over. We would hang out at sort of dune parties at night with bonfires. That was a super fun tradition we would do every year.
So when did that start?
You know, I've been up to, it's a place in Michigan called Epworth. I've been up there every year of my life, and used to be able to go up when I was a kid for like the whole summer. And then at some point, wives started working and they couldn't stay up there the whole summer. And so that doesn't really exist so much anymore, but it was very fun growing up.
So like what year around did the...
So I was born in 64. I went up there every year. You know, the parties at night, you have to be a certain age. So I probably started going to them when I was 14 or 15 and through college.
Oh, okay. So do you know, like, when in the family it originally started?
So my grandfather, and on my mom's side, grew up in Kansas City. And Kansas City, this is before the time of air conditioning, and the summer is just sort of brutally hot. So one summer they just decided to drive north, and they, this was probably when my mother was about 6 years old. So she was born in 1934. So I think they bought it probably around 1940-ish.
Interesting. Relating to kind of family again. So what do you think is the most interesting story that has been passed down to you from your parents?
Oh boy, I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you a quick one, just a silly anecdote from my dad. Grew up in West Virginia. After college, he got drafted to be in the Army. This was the time of the Korean War. I don't know why I'm telling you this story, but I'll tell it anyway. He was put up in a fort with a buddy of his, and they were officers. And he was telling me one night, all the Marines were, there was about six Marines, and the Marines were super tough. And they just loved to sort of go around, try to find officers and get in fights with them. So he and his buddy saw six Marines come around. They were in their dorm room. And so he asked them, so what'd you do, Dad? Did you go out and fight them? It's like, no, are you crazy? We turned off the lights and hid under the bed.
Very interesting. So, what would you say, based on that story, your family was like growing up?
It was fun. My dad was funny. He was nice. He wasn't a fighter, obviously. I liked to have sort of social time and party times and joke around, but it was pretty light growing up.
So growing up, did you like going to school?
Had my ups and downs with school, I would say. I generally played a lot of sports, and I liked that in school. I Worked pretty hard. I didn't mind the academics. Some of the social stuff was sometimes good, sometimes bad, but some years were good, some years were mediocre.
Interesting. So, based off of school, so how do you think you found your way to your current job?
So after I graduated college, I wanted to move out of the house. I wanted to sort of live on my own. We lived not too far from New York City, which seemed like where there would be a lot of jobs and opportunities. So got a job there in finance. Worked there for like 6 years and then went off to business school and in California, and then just sort of wanted to stay out here. So was looking for a job where I could do investments. Could do it with, not with just to make money for rich people, but for do it for institutions I cared with. So I found one that works with more foundations and colleges and endowments. And so got to do both what I'm interested in and got to do it with institutions that I really care about.
Ooh, very interesting. So based on your life experience, is there any advice you would give to future generations?
I would say be nice to other folks, be interested and learn as much as you can in school, try to just take advantage of every opportunity you get, for learning, and, you know, try to stay pretty balanced, get some time outside, try to each day get a little bit of time exercising, some time in the sun, and some time learning new things.
I definitely agree. Now what do you think the most important thing to happen in your life was besides having children?
Yeah, finding my wife, I think, would be the most important thing. So set up on a blind date, we went out, and it's been great ever since.
Very interesting. Well, I think that's all the time that we have. So thank you for taking the time to be interviewed.
Thank you.